Well, for the first 5 weeks of this year, it wasn't all that challenging figuring out the dairy market. Cheese was strong. Class 3 was strong. Most analysts felt that the margins would be very good this year, and even if prices dropped a little bit below 2013 levels, there was some profit to be made. But over the last couple of weeks, we've had some volatility. There's been some ups and downs in the prices, so I thought I would turn to Robin Schmall from Ag Dairy and get his insight. And first of all, I asked him, even though Class 3 has been coming back a bit, what's been pushing down that cheese price?
Obviously, it priced itself out. It priced itself out of the world market. And then now it's trying to get back in line. But what we're seeing is there's really nothing of any great, you know, special event that's a big cheese demand period. We do see some decent export demand and domestic demand yet, but we're starting to see with the higher prices, we saw some of the retail orders slowing. We saw some of the food service industry start to cut back on some of their use of dairy products, and even in some menu items, eliminating them altogether. And now with a little more cheese there, it started coming to the market, the spot market, so bringing our price down. I think we could still see price slip a little bit more, but I don't think we're going to see any large declines because we have slower increase in production because of weather events that have been happening fairly consistently in varying parts of the country, you know, since the beginning of the year. And that slowed that growth in production. But once we get through this, which it seems like we are getting through most of it now, I think we'll start to see that production resume.
Yeah. Then just in closing, I mean, we've talked in the past about a fence position. Is that still kind of your strategy, or what are you advising as we move into the next quarter of 2014?
Yeah, the next quarter, yeah, still looking at fence positions, being able to open that up $1.50 from where you buy the put and sell the call. We have done some just straight put options up in closer months just because there's not quite as much premium involved in that. But, yeah, we're out through the middle of the year with fence strategies right now. We haven't taken any steps later in the year at this point yet.
Well, taking a look at our current cheese prices, no change for blocks or barrels yesterday. That means blocks are at 2.10 1/2 cents per pound, barrels 2.06 1/4 cents per pound, while AA butter is up to 177. Class 3 prices, February 23.10, March $21 even, and April 19.75. As far as the Board of Trade, March corn up a half cent, 441 a bushel. May off a quarter at 446 1/4 cents. Beans for March up 4.5, 1348 3/4 cents. May 1333 3/4 cents per bushel, while March wheat gains a penny and a half to 597. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 85 to 102, your top at 104. Most of the slaughter cows, 65 to 84, and your slaughter bulls, 82 to $1.11. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers top at 132. Holstein steers, 106 to 117. Replacement bull calves, 125 to 275. Heifer calves, 60 to 155. And those barrels and gilts, 55 to 65. With the feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. And that's a lowdown on the agricultural front. Don't forget, for agricultural information and markets any time of the day, just go to our website, wsau.com/agriculture. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.